This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And if you've been paying attention at all to education and what's happening and what the needs are, you'll know that early education, early childhood is an absolutely critical need. Joining me is Legia Stebbing, who is director of Ed Vance at San Francisco State University, and Christine Navarez, who is a workforce development coordinator here at San Francisco State. So there's been a ton of research. And why is it important, and why is it particularly important now?
So what we've really been seeing in the past two decades is a lot of research around brain development and what policymakers and I think the entire country and the entire world is really starting to see is the most formative years in a human development happen between the ages of 0 and 5. And we really need to have the highest quality educators working with our children during these pivotal years. And when we talk about what teachers need, it's to really instill a love of learning and excitement and to provide a warm, nurturing, caring environment for children so that they can thrive, so that they can have the proper neurological connections be made.
And so, Legia, there's mm-hmm. been a little bit of a turnaround because mm-hmm. it used to be, you know, almost anyone could go in and teach preschool because mm-hmm. after all, it was just little kids. Yeah. But now we know it's more than that.
Yeah. Well, now we know there's science behind it. It's So now we know that actually teachers need to do certain things in the classroom. And so I think, you know, what you've been seeing across the state in California in particular is this rise in teacher requirements. And so now what we're really looking at is having teachers needing to have a BA, bachelor's degree in child and adolescent development or early childhood education. And, you know, that was a really big struggle for many individuals who had been working full-time in the field for many years. And that's really when, you know, as a city, we decided we needed to do something and we needed to provide educational opportunities for the workforce.
So, Christine, you're probably a living example of someone who was working, who had kids, who had an interest, but needed to get the degree.
I had many barriers in my life, and it wasn't until I found the PATH program here at San Francisco State that my educational aspirations actually came true. It allowed me to still be a mother, still work full-time while taking classes at night and on weekends, and provided me with the wraparound services such as tutoring, a counselor, and let me finish my degree in 2 years.
So that's pretty special because most kids at San Francisco State, how long does it take them to get a degree?
Right now it's taking students, some of them, a very long time. And we really have unprecedented graduation rates. We have actually in Christine's cohort, 100% of the students graduated within 4 years and those that transferred graduated within 2 years. And a lot of that is for what Christine alluded to. I always say it's not rocket science, what we're doing. You know, we're cohorting the classes. We're offering them at times that are convenient for the workforce. And we're also finding faculty that are really steeped in the field of early childhood education, that are really passionate about this, and their enthusiasm and their expertise really comes across and I think is contagious. And the students feel very supported and empowered.
So we're talking about a program here at San Francisco State that is addressing a couple of really important things. One, it's addressing the needs of people who want to be teachers but don't have the degree. It's addressing the need of this huge shortage mm-hmm. of early childhood education. And it's also addressing, and I think this is the most interesting to me, is addressing the needs of people who need to work and need to take care of their kids. So you've created a program around what you see our community needs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the other components of our program that, you know, we were seeing is, you know, the directors were always saying, okay, so my teachers that have a ton of experience don't have the degree requirements, and then the individuals that do have the degree requirements have no experience. And so I think we really started doing an inventory of what do we have and what can we put together. And so, you know, and this is, Christine's been integral in this work, and we've been developing a new early experience model where our students that are coming to San Francisco State as freshmen now have an opportunity to work in state preschools for their first 2 years of school. So they're getting federal work study dollars. You know, in the past they were working at places like TJ Maxx or In-N-Out, and now they're actually getting experience in the field to figure out, is this a good fit for me? They're helping solve the workforce shortage. And many of them are then joining the PATH program. So in their junior and senior year, they're able to work full-time as early childhood educators while getting their degree and experience.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And joining me is Legia Stebbing, who is the director of Advance at San Francisco State, and Christine Navarez, who is a workforce development coordinator. Now, Christine, tell me a little bit about what are the things that these teachers need to know to work with these young kids? Because it's not as if you're at home and you've got two little children and you can take care of them. You've got a bunch of kids and you've got a bunch of needs, and it takes a lot of strategies to do this well.
It definitely takes a lot of strategies, and I think this is something that we prepare our teachers for in our PATH program and even our lower division early experience program. What we are doing is we really are looking at the individual child. Some people might say, wow, there's 24 individual children in that classroom, but when we teach teachers to look at that individual child on their interests and their needs, we create a dynamic classroom. We create a community in the classroom that addresses every children's learning needs, whether it's social emotional support with something that we call self-regulation, being able to sit, being able to stand in line, follow step-by-step directions, or whether
some of us are still learning this.
Yes, this is true. Or is taking a project, a concept that children are very interested in, and developing project work around it where they are engaged in not only in an academic level, but like in a sensory level, meaning they're working with their hands, they're exploring topics that interest them, that then we can weave in academic concepts.
Well, one of the things that people should be aware of is that when you talk about early childhood education, 0 to 5, you're not talking about drill and kill. And by the time they're through, they will have learned the alphabet and they can count to a certain number and they know their directions and da 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 da. This is a very different approach.
Because that's not really, we know that's not learning, right? Children don't learn by rote memorization, right? Children learn by their experience and feeling and building that strong foundation. We are building a strong foundation for the love of learning. And we infuse that academic success in there in a natural way that promotes learning.
So, Legia, I've taken my basic 2 years of my required courses, and now I'm saying, I'd really like to do this. What are the subjects that I'm going to be learning about?
Gosh, well, just about everything. So everything from infant toddler development, preschool development, working with dual language learners, working with families. We do a lot around the impact of stress and trauma on the developing brain. You know, all of our program really has a social justice and equity and anti-bias, you know, because how can we all work together as a collective society? But the other really big thing that I think we instill in our students is really to be a reflective practitioner. And to really also see the strengths and value in not just the children, but also in each other, because it's really important as an early childhood educator that you work really closely with your community, with the families, with your co-teachers and your staff. And so we do a lot around reflective inquiry. All of our students have video cameras that they get that are set up in their classroom. So they're watching their practice very closely, really making sure that, are they really meeting all the needs of the children and, you know, addressing them where they're at and making learning fun and meaningful and engaging, I would say, is one of our priorities.
And so when we look at, for example, education in California, we look at K-12 and we also look at 0 to 5. Mm-hmm. And this seems to me a huge opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. Because people talk about the achievement gap, and the achievement gap doesn't start the first day of kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I mean, the achievement gap, unless we've helped our youngsters, is a lack of giving the kids the experience and the responsibilities that they need when they're young, talking to them, having conversations, all of that sort of stuff.
This is true. And this is something that we, in our program, really talk about the importance of making sure that your classroom addresses all the needs. And like Legia said, when you become a, as we say, reflective practitioner, when we look back at our practice and we give feedback, this is how we set the standards higher. This is what we're doing. We're setting the standards high. Our children deserve it.
I'd really like to thank both Legia Stebbing, who is the director of EdVance at San Francisco State University, and Christine Navarez, who is the workforce development coordinator. A very interesting program that's meeting the needs of teachers and children. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.